Check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet, 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo! John was such a wonderful student. I miss having him in class. John and I used to study together every week. I hope he's okay.
I love playing hooky with John. I really miss him.
When someone is struggling, they often distance themselves from others. If you or someone you know needs help, visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to navigate to resources or connect with a resilience ambassador. You are not alone.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ. You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love that music. On this Wednesday hump day edition, gentleman Jim Dallas, you've been following a story that to me is amazing. It's about CNN and late night and how they battle Greg Gutfeld. They're not doing very well right now, I'm assuming.
No, remember we had the story, it was probably, 4 to 6 months ago, where Greg Gutfeld is now the new late night king, or he was for a period of time, surpassing even Stephen Colbert and some of the other late-night talk show hosts, which are on the open-air networks on CBS and ABC, the Jimmy Kimmels of the world. Well, now it looks like the new head – and by the way, the new head of CNN used to be a top producer at CBS with the Late Show with Stephen Colbert. So – he's thinking about moving CNN to the middle politically and reporting-wise, but he's also trying to get some ratings, and the way to do that is maybe hire somebody to go up against Greg Gutfeld and maybe a kind of a left-wing comedy show on CNN.
Which,
you know, Kevin, they have been straight news since the very beginning, back in
the most trusted name in news, by the way.
Well,
according to James Earl Jones.
Yeah, well, they say that, I mean, he's a great spokesperson, but not much truth there. But this should be interesting, Kevin, because it really has changed the landscape of nighttime television with the success of. Of Fox and what they're doing. So they're thinking about going after maybe somebody like a Jon Stewart.
Oh, really? Bringing him back?
But he's under contract with Apple TV. So they don't know if he's going to be able to do the show. But there's a real void in their ratings after they let Como go. And Don Lemon was sent to the morning show. Which,
by the way, is the overnight show here in the Pacific region.
Exactly. So, yeah, they've got a ways to go, but they're looking at what Fox is doing, and they're going to try to emulate that.
Well, we are not going to emulate anything. We're going to bring you Ron Futrell from 8 News Now. Big weekend just concluded in the National Football League. Another playoff weekend coming up. We'll break it all down for you. It's all straight ahead on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. NFL playoffs are here, and that means sports bars will be filling up, and they are a passionate bunch. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's just one reason why I asked the folks at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. They confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. The audiology pros at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, close friends and family, they don't even know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Matt Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A Federal Reserve official is validating the Fed's forecast that inflation will steadily decline this year.
The signs are that inflation is easing. Consumer prices keep dropping after reaching a four-decade high in June.
I think we're starting to see our policy actions do what they're intended.
But the central bank's moves so far have nearly doubled mortgage rates and sharply lifted the cost of auto loans and other business and consumer credit. Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester emphasizes more rate hikes are needed.
So I just think we need to keep going, and we'll discuss at the meeting how much to do at any one particular meeting.
Rates are currently in a range of 4.25 to 4.5%, the highest in 15 years. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas says he's optimistic the Republicans can pull together and come to terms on a budget. That's despite the deep divisions that came to the surface in selecting Kevin McCarthy as Speaker.
There are going to be differences. This is going to be difficult times with the budget and the debt ceiling. Those are going to be difficult times, but I do think we'll get through them. I'm a little bit more optimistic than most.
Crenshaw tells the Salem Radio Network he's glad the party was forced to confront its divisions early on, something he says may benefit in the long run. Ukrainian President Zelensky has told political leaders at the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland, that supplies of Western weapons must come quicker than Russian attacks. Zelensky, speaking by video link from Kyiv, is urging the world to move faster in its decision-making because, quote, tragedies are outpacing life, the tyranny is outpacing democracy. The Dow finished down 613 points today, the S&P off 62. More at townhall.com.
Hello?
Hey, stranger.
Oh, hi. Thank goodness it's you. I was afraid to answer the phone.
Why? What's up?
The credit card companies are after me. They want me to make payments and the calls never stop.
Ouch. Been there before, but I got help from Trinity Debt Management.
Trinity?
Yeah. I called and right away, Trinity contacted my creditors and got my interest rates cut in half. They ended all the late fees and over-limit charges, and they stopped those annoying phone calls.
Bet that was a relief.
Yep. Then they put me on a plan that consolidated my bills into one easy monthly payment. That way, I paid off my debt fast while saving thousands.
Nice.
Trinity even showed me how to plan and meet a monthly budget. So now, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Wow. Do you still have their number?
Sure. Here, write this down and call 1-800-990-6976.
Can you repeat that?
1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the MSG sphere is beginning to light up. crews building the multi-billion-dollar entertainment venue near the Strip appear to be testing the massive exterior LED screens. The outer portion of the venue is covered with 580,000 square feet of programmable LED panels. When completed, the MSG Sphere will be the largest spherical structure in the world, with the ability to hold up to 20,000 people. The $2 billion-plus project is expected to open later this year. It's now passed Allegiant Stadium as the most expensive Las Vegas venue. When it comes to gas prices, unless you have electric, you can also save at the pump by knowing where and when to fill up. GasBuddy.com spent a full year analyzing prices nationwide and found that Monday is the best day to fill her up. Now, GasBuddy's Patrick DeHaan says the day to avoid is Thursday. According to the report, it's far more expensive on Thursday to buy gas. That report from 28 different states.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a few crashes to look out for on the surface streets. Northbound Las Vegas Boulevard, that's at Nellis. Eastbound Sahara at Fremont. And an injury incident, that's southbound Durango at Russell. And remember, the Tropicana exit on Interstate 15 southbound is closed.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. And normally he's with us on Friday. I'm going to be traveling over the course of the next couple of days. So Nigel Innes will be in the host chair. And I want to have a chance to visit with Ron Futrell, sports anchor reporter at 8 News Now. He joins us now. Ron, was that... Am I dreaming, or was that just a marvelous weekend of football in the National Football League this past weekend?
You are not dreaming. And now let's go back. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. The last seven games of last season, so the last two weekends and then the Super Bowl, were all great games last year. If you remember, I mean, overtime, Buffalo and Kansas City, and the Super Bowl came down to the wire in the final minutes. With Cincinnati with the ball and driving, and it took defensive plays for the Rams to stop them. So the Rams, oh, that's right, they are the defending Super Bowl champs still.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, they're nowhere to be seen in these playoffs, but still the defending champs. So you put that on the heels of the last seven games last season and then these games. No, NFL has to be happy that their playoffs are rock star is what they've been. They've been fun playoff games. Enjoyable to watch, a pleasure. You know, it was crazy, the Monday night game. You know what happened with a place kicker missing four for Dallas, missing four extra points. The total on that game, total points scored by both teams, and we're talking betting lines here, was 46. It went down to 45.5. But still, a lot of people did bet the over on parlays and teasers and all sorts of different ways that you can bet and stuff. So the over was still bet heavily in a lot of ways, in a lot of areas of the sports world. The two teams combined finished with 45 points.
Oh!
So it went under by 1 point or by half a point if you were on the hook there. And then you had the Dallas kicker missing four extra points.
If he gets two of them.
If he makes two of them, you win. If he makes one of them, you at least push. And then also you had Tampa Bay going for two after they scored a touchdown, and there was an obvious holding call on Mike Evans in the end zone that could have been called to give them a second chance, but they didn't get their 2-point conversion. Now, had they kicked it or gone, it would have been a push. Had they made the 2-point conversion, it would have been. So there was also if you're of the propensity to think the NFL is rigged by sports bettors, this game would be Exhibit 1A. And I present to you, Your Honor, Dallas Cowboys against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday the 16th. And they throw January 16th. And you throw that game out there and you see the four missed extra points and the missed 2-point conversion. And you go, and that went under by 1 point. Your Honor, I rest my case.
I don't think
it was rigged, but.
No, I don't think so either. But I'll tell you, I mean, you look at a game like the Chargers. How did the Chargers not advance? Somebody help me out with that one.
Oh, no, that was crazy. Up 27-0 at halftime. And that was, you know, Staley may lose his job because of that, because they've had a hard time, like the Raiders, not as bad as Raiders, but they've still had a hard time keeping leads, the Chargers have, in games, and that's been an issue with them in the second halves. So that was a problem. Oh, did you hear about the sports bettor that put $1.4 million on the Chargers?
No.
Okay. Oh, here we go. In-game bet. Now, I'm talking a lot of betting here with you. For a guy who doesn't bet, but I have to know the business. Okay. So it's halftime, and the Chargers are leading 27-0. And so he decided to place a sure thing bet on the Chargers and bet $1.4 million to win $11,000 because the number was, you know, the Chargers were going to win this thing, right? imagine how it went for him in the second half. Unnamed better, that then in the second half lost the $1.4 million going after an $11,000 win. Now, his thinking at the time was, oh, this is just, I'm going to just easy $11,000. I'll go any hour. And when you do that, you already spend the money. Well, I'm going to go get new carpeting in the house, right? I'm going to get put something here. You're already spending that. And I know the mentality. And so is where your head is, and then you end up losing $1.4 million. How do you explain that to your wife?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's – I don't even know anything about his personal thing, but, dear, you know that money we had saved? You know the kids' college and you wanted to go to school for extra stuff and learn interior different. We don't have that money. You did what?
It's gone.
So Jacksonville's comeback in the second half is the reason we're dead in the water. Well, okay. Well, see ya.
That's incredible.
No, that was a crazy wager over the weekend with that. But boy, yes, you are exactly right, Kevin. It was a fun weekend in the NFL.
And by the way, is there a reason why we don't see more Saturday NFL games?
Well, because it's college football, and so they don't want. Part of it's a courtesy to college football to go. You know, that's your day, so.
No, but,
we're staying out of it.
No, but hey, if world domination is the ultimate goal of the National Football League,
which it is, yeah.
You would think that would be, because that was so much fun having Saturday games, and now we got Saturday games coming up this weekend.
Saturday games again. Yeah, they do it sort of as a courtesy, because once they start into the Saturday games, it's late in the season during bowl season. When there aren't regularly scheduled Saturday games for the NFL, it would dip into their ratings a little bit, but still not enough, I don't think, to make a big difference. I mean, it would be interesting to see how an NFL game would be against Alabama, Georgia, against Arkansas, Tennessee, you know, against some of those classic great matchups. USC, UCLA, wait, no, not that one. sorry to my Bruins and Trojan fans, but that ship has almost sailed as they go to the Pac. Now it's going from the Pac-12 into what's going to be the Big 12, I guess, the Big 10, turned into 12 teams for football. Anyway.
I still don't understand it. I still don't understand that move.
It's all money. It is money. And it's this California school. I don't like it. I don't, because I, growing up, as I say all the time, growing up in Southern California, this was UCLA and USC, and they were the Pac-8, and then 10, and then 12, but still the Pacific Conference. So.
And by the way, you just kind of brought this up out of thin air. What does this mean for UNLV?
What do you mean? Does it mean with a new coach?
No. With the possibility of making a move into the Pac-12 or whatever they're going to end up in.
Yes. No, it could be good. Now, I don't know if they've had discussions already, but there is when UCLA and USC leave after next season, there's going to be some vacancies there. It would not surprise me that they go to UNLV and San Diego State and put those two teams in there. That would be the natural, is to the two big markets, TV markets, you know, everybody's, you know, imagine the matchups, you know, against Arizona State, the Oregon matchups, and all those would be a natural for UNLV to have some of those matchups, Cal and Stanford. I still would like to see USC and UCLA in the conference. That would be my preference, to keep it as is with some of the original teams there. But no, I think those, logically, those are the two teams to go in there. Now UNLV would get creamed. I mean, they can't compete in the Mountain West. So to try to compete in one of the top conferences, but what advantage wise would be, they're going to recruit better players. So, If all of this happens, you know, it'd be be patient. But Rebel football fans, I think, are used to being patient and going, okay, we get it. It's another losing season. I do like what Barry Odom's doing as the new head coach and what he can bring to the team, and it's going to be fun to see what he does. He's already been out to all the schools in the Valley. He did that within the first week or two with him and his coordinators, now that he's got all that set. But he's gone around trying to recruit locally and have a positive experience with some of the local high school, with all of the local high schools here in town, something that Marcus Arroyo, for some reason, had no interest in pursuing. But, okay, and I think his thought pattern was, we got to get all the big players from out of here. The good players aren't going to stay here. They're going to go somewhere. Okay, maybe that's right, but still there's good players here. Try to get them. They might want to stay. Who knows? Make them want to stay. How's that? Make them want to stay in Vegas.
Well, and then the prospect of playing with the big boys might be appealing, even if you're going to get your you know, the stuffings knocked out of you by some of these other teams, by the Arizonas and the people like that.
Right. Then step up, UNLV. You know, in basketball, football, and the other sports, yes.
In just a couple of minutes, I'm going to take you back to the National Football League, but in particular the Raiders, and what the approach is going to be on Derek Carr. I mean, we got some deadlines coming up. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about? You need a place where you can get top dollar for your trade, great experience, and all the discounts and rebates you deserve. Stop what you're doing. Come see me, Mr. Pink, at 5050 West Sahara, and I'm going to hook you up, all right? Mr. Pink, baby!
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Good to have Ron Futrell on, sports anchor reporter at 8 News Now. By the way, we have no Raiders to report on, but I am curious, what is ahead this weekend for you folks at 8 News Now?
Oh, we are going to be showing the one of the games. It's going to be the Buffalo Bills Cincinnati Bengals game on Sunday morning. So that's it. That's it. What's it going to be? Look at the, yeah, Sunday. It says 12 p.m. Oh, so that's going to be Pacific. Okay. They wouldn't show it at 9. Okay. So we are at 12 noon on got Cincinnati at Buffalo. So pretty good quarterback matchup between two young guns, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Burrow. And
Josh Allen, yeah.
Josh Allen, the Wyoming kid out of Buffalo. And so, yeah, good quarterback matchup there. And then afterwards, we are doing our sports wrap show, and we're going to have that right after the game. But it's you mentioned the four games. I mean, here you go. People are, if they're wondering, Jacksonville playing at Kansas City. That's Saturday at 1:30.
And by the way, just for the record, I will be in Kansas City sucking down barbecue during that game. I might even have tickets to the game. I'm not sure.
Huh?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Make that happen. That would be, yes. Okay, so you're going to be there. You're going to be right there in the mix.
Freezing my tush off.
Yeah, but eating some barbecue, that'll warm you up.
There you go.
Giants are playing at Philadelphia. They had the bye week, of course, since they're the number one seed. That's Saturday at 5:15. Then the game we have here, Cincinnati-Buffalo on Sunday. Oh, and then Dallas plays at San Francisco 3:30 on Sunday. So we're down to the final eight. So we've got eight teams left, and this is where it really gets fun. And this is the point last year where it just all the games started lighting up. I mentioned the final seven games was at this point last year when every game was exciting. I think we're going to see the same thing. I think if there's a blowout in here anywhere, San Francisco might be able to do that to Dallas, see what's left of Dallas.